Okay, so we are holding on Ayin Amud Bey's 7 lines from the bottom by the 2 dots. We're still talking about the matter of Shogig as it relates to Hilchot Shabbos and to a certain extent to other things also where a person is Chayav Katos. What exactly is the definition? We've been discussing what the definition of Shogig is in terms of when the person needs to bring a Katos, the different kinds of Shogig, where we said where the person isn't aware that it's Shabbos versus where he's not aware that he's a malachas. We talked about what happens if he forgot both of them, etc. But now another thing in this connection. Omar Rava. Rava, it says over here, although Tosfos discusses, and the Sefer Shach brings the possibility that maybe it should actually be Rava, which is relevant, as we'll discuss later on. That's the Shema Nayin on the days, why that might be relevant. Anyway, Omar Rava. Kotza v'tochan k'gregeres v'shigigas Shabbos v'zad malachas. So let's say a person did 2 malachas on 1 Shabbos. Each of them he harvested and he ground up a gregeris amount. A gregeris is the size of a dried fig. When it comes to the malachas involving food, that is the shear that makes a person chayev on Shabbos. We're going to learn at the end of our parak that that's true as far as carrying food out, as far as carrying food outdoors on Shabbos. We're going to learn, and so it is with all the other malachas that involve food. In general, the shear for a person to be chayev, a chatos, or whatever for them, is a kizrigar. So suppose a person did 2 such malachas. He harvested grain, let's say, and he ground it up. Both of that was the Zodin Shabbos v'shigdus malachas. Both of them, he knew that it's Shabbos. V'shigdus Shabbos v'zodin malachas. He did both of those forgetting that it's Shabbos. So he didn't realize today was Shabbos, and he did those 2 malachas. Then later on that same day, later that day he again did those same malachas in the same amount, a kigregeris each time, but this time it was the other way around. He knew that it was Shabbos, but he forgot that these malachas are also. So now, what would we say? So far, if he did the first ones that he did with Shigas Shabbos, the Zodin Malachas, we said before, he forgot that it's Shabbos, therefore he'd bring one chatas for the 2 of them. The second time around, when he does them separately, when he does them and forgets that each of them is a malacha, based on what we said before, he'd have to bring a separate chatas for each one, because each one is a separate av malacha. Now what happens is, then he finds out later about the ones that he did the first time around. He realizes actually, it doesn't mean that he found out about both of them. It can mean that he found out about one of them, Rashi says, all the more so if he found out about both of them. So he found out later that the first ones he did, it was actually Shabbos, which he hadn't realized at the time. At that point, he set aside an animal for a chatos that he's going to eventually bring for that. Later on, he also finds out about that the harvesting or the grinding that he did with Shigas Malachas. He discovers before he brings the first chatas, he discovers that actually he had been over on Shabbos again by doing these 2 things which he hadn't realized are Malachas. So what happens? The question is basically, does the chatas that he set aside for the first one, does it cover anything of the second one? So Rava says yes, to a certain extent. What happens is, actually not just to a certain extent, completely. Ksira gereres ksira, utchina gereres tchina. What happens is, then when he's bringing the chatas for the fact that the first time that he harvested, that drags along with it the second time when he did the same malacha, and it gets a kapara with it as well. So even though that second time around he did it with shigdus malachas, and by rights he should have to bring a separate chatas for it, but like this, because it was the same malacha again, the first time there was shigdus Shabbos, which makes him only 1 chatas, therefore, now also he's bringing only 1 chatas for it. And the same thing with tchina, gereres tchina, the same thing is true as far as the 2 grinding. So he's bringing one chatas, and it covers all four things that he did. So the reason is, it actually explains like this. Let's say, for example, a person were to eat, let's say, for example, a switch gears a second from Shabbos, and say, suppose that we're talking about a person eating chaylev. So we know if he ate two kezeisim of chaylev and it was all behelam echad, it was all in one period of unknowing that chaylev is osur, or that this is chaylev, then he's only chayev one chatas. In this case, the person did two times harvesting in one helam. He didn't find out in between that he had actually done the aveda. What he found out the first time was, he found out that he had done an issur on Shabbos, but that, because he didn't know before it was Shabbos, and now he found out it was. But now he didn't yet know, but he didn't know between one Ksira and the next that he actually did an Aveda. Because the first time he found out it's Shabbos, but he didn't realize yet that that means, oh, I broke Shabbos. Now he forgot that he's on the Lachas. So now what happens is the Chatas that he set aside for the first one counts for both of them. And the same thing as far as the grinding. So it all counts and it all goes together. It's called Drira. It's called that it drags it along. So the point is, in other words, Rashi is saying, in other words, he didn't know after the first one that he actually did an Aveira. He found out about only one of them, let's say, or Rashi says the same thing actually would be true, let me rephrase that. We said like this, I stated it wrong before. He did the first Malachas, which was Shigras Shabbos, then he did the second Malachas, which was Shigras Malachas, and only after he did both sets of harvesting and grinding, only then did he discover about the first one. And then later on, he discovered about the second ones as well, that those were Malachas, and that he was actually over Shabbos, altogether four times, two times each Malacha. So the point is, there was no Yediyah between one time and the next. Now, it's true, it's not the same Shogeg each time, because the first time it was a Shogeg that he didn't know it was Shabbos, and the second time it was a Shogeg that he didn't know that he was on Malachas, but Rava is saying that doesn't matter. The fact remains that it was during a whole period of Shogeg, the whole time between when he did the first and the second, he didn't know that he had done anything wrong. Therefore, one Chatas covers all of them. Just like a Chatas, in other words, would cover the first two Malachas, because they were done with Shigras Shabbos, and we established already that Shigras Shabbos, you're only bringing one Chatas for it. So even though in this particular case there's also later on other malachas which he did with Shigras Malachas, nevertheless the chatas that covers the first one also covers the second one by a process called Grira, where it drags it in. The same malacha drags in the other one and makes it that it has the same, that is covered by the same chatas. Aval, but Rava says the other way around, no Deloyah Tirosh Zodin Shabbos. The Shigras Malachas. What happens if the other way around? First, he finds out that the second harvesting he did was wrong because it was a Malacha. He knew, remember, when he did that second one, he knew all along that it was Shabbos. He just didn't realize that harvesting is a Malacha. So he finds that out. Then he sets aside a carbon for it. Now, we know that that carbon is not going to cover the grinding that he did because there he needs a separate carbon for each one. So what happens is, Ksira Geres. What happens, therefore, is that the second harvesting, therefore, drags along with it the first harvesting. And again, since it's the same malacha repeated twice, even though it was a different kind of shogeg each time, therefore, the chatas he set aside for the second harvesting also covers the first one. It also covers the grinding that took place during that first period, because then again the ksira and the tchina there we said are the same thing, because we said he didn't know at that time that it was Shabbos at all, and those two can be covered by one chatas. So altogether now this chatas that he set aside covers three out of the four things. It covers the second ksira, it covers the first ksira with it by grira,
And along with that goes also the tchina. However, utchina shekinegda b'mkay me'anedet. However, the second grinding, which was a separate malacha and was supposed to have a separate chatas, b'mkay me'anedet stays where it is, and he still needs to bring a separate chatas for that one. Because, as the Gemara is going to point out in a minute, Rava is not going to say a concept called grira digrira. We're not going to say that once we're gurra, once we drag in the tzira and along with the tchina, then therefore it's going to drag in the second tchina as well. That's already going too far. We can't do that. So therefore, it remains that he's going to have to bring two chatos. One of them covers three out of the four things, and the other one covers the fourth one. Abaya says no. No, the grinding can also drag along the other grinding. So therefore, in other words, Abaya is saying he still will only have to bring one chatas. The first tchina only came in by grira. We still can apply grira le grira, and therefore it's all one tchina shem tchina achati. It's all one name of malacha of tchina, of grinding, and therefore it can all be covered. Once one of them is covered by the korban, then the other one can be covered by the korban as well. So according to Abaya, he's only bringing one. In that case, also he's only bringing one chatas to cover all four of them. So the Gemara asks, Umi Israel Rava Grira. Are you telling me then that Rava holds that this whole concept of Grira in the first place? Now the question is not so much on the case, for example, when we said that the one Ksira, we said at the top of the Amud, Ksira Gerera Ksira, Tchina Gerera Tchina, that the Gemara doesn't have such a problem with, because the fact of the matter is, sure, it's acceptable to say that the fact that he did Sira multiple times, that it should be counted, that it should be covered by one chatas. Because again, even though it was different halemus each time, one time it was, he didn't know it was Shabbos, the other time he didn't know it was a malacha, but that's no different, let's say, than a person who eats chalev, two kazesim of chalev, the halemachod, where one time he doesn't know that chalev and the other time he doesn't know that chalev is also, and we say that also one chatas can cover the two of them. So that the Gemara doesn't have a problem with. But this that we're saying, this that Rava said in the second case, where the korban that he designated for the second ksira is going to cover the first ksira, but grira is going to tell us to cover the first tchina as well, that's the Gemara has a problem with. That we should say that Rava holds of such a thing. Why do we have a problem with Rava saying that? Because we know we have another discussion, a similar discussion, when it comes to chalem. Suppose a person eats two kezesim of chalev in one period of unknowingness. So again, you know, it could be that the whole time he didn't know it was chalev, the whole time he didn't know it was chalev was also, one time he didn't know chalev was also, and the other time he didn't realize it was chalev, whatever it is. Then the nodoloy al achas mehen, he finds out that the first one he ate, he actually was over on the issue of chalev. Then he went and ate, but he still didn't know about the second one. Then he ate a third kezias during the same halem as the second one. So again, he ate the first piece, then he ate the second piece, so those two were in one halem. Now he found out that the first piece, he is actually chai of a korban, and he went and designated a korban for the purpose. Then later on, still not knowing that he ate that the second one he ate was actually Osir, so he goes and eats the third piece, and now later on he finds out about it. So Omar Rava, says in this, the rule is like this. We learned this actually in Christmas as well. A heavy korban al rishon, if he brought a korban for the first one, then the rule is rishon v'sheni v'skaper gimel eni v'skaper. The first and second ones are covered by that korban, but the third one is not, because the third one has nothing to do with the first one. The third one was in a separate helam, because there was a helam. He had a helam for the first one. Then he had, in that same helam, he ate the second one. And by the time he ate the third one, that helam didn't exist anymore, because afterwards he found out that afterwards he found out that he had that what he did was usur. So
which helem didn't exist?
The helem in which he ate the first one and also the second one no longer exists when he ate the third one, because the third one already went by the time he ate it. He already knew that he was also to have eaten the first one.
After he ate the third one, or before he ate the third one?
Before he ate the third one. That's what I said. He ate the first and the second one. Then he found out that he had eaten the first one, or rather that the first one that he ate was chalev, and then he set aside a carbon for it. And now though he still didn't know that the second one that he ate was chalev. He still didn't know the second one he ate was chalev. So therefore he goes ahead and eats the third one. Now he finds out that the second and the third ones were chalev as well. So what we're saying is the second one, fine, can be covered by the chatas of the first one, because after all, they were both originally done in the same halim. But he can't do that with the third one, because the third one was already in a different halim. Because by the time he ate the third one, he already found out that the second one is also. He already found out that the first one is also. So therefore, so it'll cover the first and second, not the third. Then continues Rabba, Havi Korban ala Shlishi, if he brought a korban for the third one, then it's the other way around. Shlishi v'sheni v'skaprin, again, that'll cover the third and the second ones, because again, the second and the third ones he ate in the same halem, because remember, when he ate the third one, he didn't yet know that the second one was osur. Rishon eini v'skaper, the first one not, because again, he found out about the first one separately, and therefore, it's a separate halem, because again, by the time he ate the third one, he already discovered that the first one was osur. And then Robert continues, Nehavi korban, I'm sorry, niskaf l'kulon. But if he brings a korban on the middle one, on the second one, then it covers all three of them. Because the second one was in the same halem as the first one. The second one was in a halem with the first one. The second one was in a halem with the third one. It's not the same halem. Doesn't matter, Robert says. There at that point, since the second one, in other words, the second one is covering something that was done in two overlapping halemas. So therefore, it can cover both of them. But we see, in other words, we don't hold up the concept of grira. We don't say that once he's bringing one for the first one, for example, and the second one goes with it, we don't say, because they were in one halem, we don't say we're going to drag in the third one as well. We don't say we're going to do grira and drag in the third one, because after all, it was in the same halem as the second one. So we see that Rava does not hold of the concept of grira. So what are you telling me in the case of the grinding and the harvesting that he does? And the Gemara continues, Abaya says no. Afilu hevi korban al echad mehen, whichever one of them he brings a korban for, niskaplu kolon, it covers all three of them, because Abaya holds of the concept of grira. So fine, so according to Abaya, then we understand. We said before, Abaya said the same thing with the grinding and the harvesting. Once he's bringing a korban for one of them, then it covers all the other instances of the same malacha, as well as any other ones that were done during that same halem, and therefore he holds a grira, and even a grira of grira. But we see that Rava does not hold of that. So how did Rava say in the first place something that involves grira? The answer is, okay, what happened was Rava originally did not hold of that concept, but then he heard Abaya mentioning and explaining this concept of grira, and then he accepted it and said that, you know what, yes, I agree, we can apply this concept of grira. So in other words, when they had the machlokas about the three cases of chalev, that was stage one. And then after Abaya mentioned his opinion, then Rava ended up conceding to Abaya, and then we have stage two over here, which is what we talked about, the case involving the malachas of Shabbos. So the question is, Yehochi Tchina Nami Tigra L'Tchina. Okay, but in that case, then, fine. So then in that case, we should still say, but nevertheless, we still have the difference, because in the case with Tochas Shabbos, we're still saying that Rava only holds a Grira, but not Grira Ligrira. Again, we're saying that Rava is willing to accept that, fine, the Chassah that he brings for the ksira at the end, the second time, with shigdas malachas, is going to cover the ksira from the first one. Fine, that's not gruda, because that's all the same malacha. It's going to bring in the tchina. Fine, because it's going to bring in the tchina that happened with it, because that was during the same halim, that's gruda. But we're saying it doesn't cover the second tchina. Why not? The same logic should apply. Once the chatas covers the one tchina, the one time when he ground up the grain, then it should also cover the second time, and it should be exactly the same as abaya, that it covers all four. And the answer is, grira itzlei, grira de grira letzlei. The answer is, Rava still disagrees with abaya on this point. Abaya is going to say that once we do grira, we can even extend it to grira of grira. And therefore, one chatas will cover all four of them. Rava is not willing to accept that one. Rava is willing to say, in the case of the chelev, for example, the second one, once it's covered by the chatas for the first one, will also drag in the first one, will also drag in the third one. Fine, that's grira, he's willing to accept that. But not, and therefore, in the case of malachas of Shabbos, the same thing, that the ksira will the gora will drag along with it, the tchina, and one chatas will cover both of them. He's willing to accept that. But not to say that now that tchina, which itself is being brought into the chatas and being covered by the chatas only by grira, that now we should apply from that to another one and say another grira and say that all the tchina are under the same category, that we're not going to do. So you still end up with that machlokes abaya and rava in that. Tosfos learns the other way around, actually, that maybe we bring in the other ksira, maybe that's what we're calling grira, and then the fact that we bring in tchina with it is not really called grira because it was all in one halem, and it's impossible to have a kapara for one without the other because they were both in halem Shabbos, they were both in shigra Shabbos. So Tosfos discusses and learns the Gemara a little bit differently. But the point still remains, in other words, that Rava is going is ready to accept the principle of Grira, but not to extend it all the way to Grira of Grira, as a buyer would do. Okay. The Gemara continues. Milsa de Pshitlu la buyer the Rava mid boiler of Zera. Now you should know. Abaya and Rava are both taking as a given that Abaya and Rava are both taking as a given that you're able to combine one carbon and that one carbon is able to combine and cover two different types of halim like that. Remember, we said at the beginning that a premise that Abaya and Rava are both accepting in their din is that we're saying that even though the second halem was different in type than the first halem, because the first halem was that he didn't know it was Shabbos, and the second halem is he didn't know these are malachas, nevertheless, Abaya and Rava are saying that one chatas can cover different kinds of halem like that. So this fact is boil of Zera. Rav Zera actually had a question about that. And actually, as we're going to see, Rav Zera actually has two sfeikas in this, because the boy Rav Zera Mirabami, because we find Rav Zera asked Rav Asi, the Amila Bamine Rav Yumiya Mirab Zera, or second version is that Rav Yumiya asked from Rav Zera, and according to the second version, okay, it's not Rav Zera's question, it's Rav Yumiya's, but the Gemara is just when it mentioned that Rav Zera has the question, we meant according to the first version. Anyway, the question was like this. Now, before Abaya and Rava were talking about the case where it was a complete gregarious each time. He did a complete gregarious size of harvesting and a complete gregarious size of grinding. Now, Rav Zera or Rav Yumiya is asking, what happens if he did a half a gregarious, the shigras Shabbos was other malachas, not knowing that it was Shabbos, but knowing that these things are actually malachas? The chaz of a cut of a tochan chatzigra geret b'shigra Shabbos v'zavim malachas. Then he did the other way. He did another ksira and tchina with zaden Shabbos v'shigra malachas, where now he knew that it's Shabbos, but he forgot that these are malachas. Mahushi stavu. The question is, do they combine together, and say that he would be chayav chatzos? So in other words, the question is, in other words, Rav Zera basically has two questions. Number one, do we say that these two types of halim can combine together in the first place. Again, that's what we're saying. Abaya and Rava took it for granted that it can. That's why they said that. That's why they said in their cases one chassas can cover both of them. But Reb Zera or Reb Yirmiyah is asking if that's in fact the case. And number two, also he's asking the question. If you say that they are considered separate, and therefore had he done a complete regeres each time, he would actually be chayev separate chatos. In that case, he'd actually end up being chayev three chatos: one to cover the case of shigrus Shabbos, and two to cover the case of the shigrus malachas, because it was two malachas. So, do we say that only when each of them is a whole shiur of its own, or do we say that even when each one of them is a half a shiur on its own, which therefore would come out of kula in that case? If we were to say that because they're different kinds of halim, then they don't combine together, then it would come out of kula, that he's not bringing a chafas in that case, because you don't bring a chafas for a half a gilgit. So two questions. Number one, do they combine at all? And number two, if they combine, is it only l'chumra to make them chayev separate chatos? Or even, if we say they don't combine, is it only l'chumra when that would result in him bringing separate chatos for each one, or also the kula when it would result in him bringing no chatos at all, because each time it was only a half of gergen. And the answer is, Amale, sort of Asi or of Zera answers, chalukin l'chatos, beloy mitzartin, they are separate as far as chatos, and they don't combine together. Meaning, in other words, that we actually say that the two types of halim do not combine together. Therefore, in Abaya and Rava's case, where each time was a separate bregeres, then he's actually going to be bringing three chatos, one for the Shigas Shabbos, which covered two malachas, and the other one for the Shigas malachas, where each malacha is a separate chatos, and they're not combining together, meaning in your case, when you're asking about a half of bregeres each time, then there's going to be no chatos. Because there were two different types of halim. One was halim Shabbos and one was halim Malachas. Okay. So the question became then, so you're telling me that that's the rule? Whenever two things are separate as far as chatos, then they don't combine together when each time you have a half a shear, and therefore you're not bringing a korban at all. By the way, before we get to the question, actually, the Ritva actually brings another possibility. Maybe it's not that Reb Zera or Reb Yirmiyah has two questions. Maybe he knows that if you did a full gregeris each time, then you're going to bring separate korbanos. The reason he's asking Davka about a half a shear, he wants to say maybe because a half a malacha, you're not bringing a chatzos. So therefore, it's more likely that two half malachas, that two half shiurim, are going to combine together to make one. So maybe, in other words, he's saying, when each one already is chayev a separate chatzos, okay, we're not going to collapse them all into one chatzos. But where each one is not chayev a chatzos of its own, maybe we should combine them together, even though it's different kinds of halemus, and say that it should be chayev a chatos, and Rav Asi or Rav Zera is answering him that. So that's the question. So you're telling me that that's the rule. Whenever you have two things that are separate as far as that each one gets its own chatos, then they don't combine together if there was a half a shiur each time. What we learn in a Mishnah in Krisus, ochal chaylev v'chaylev v'halem echad, if a person ate two kezesim of chaylev in one halim, ein chayev al chatos achas, so he's only chayev one chatos for it. And the point is, Rashi says, we're talking about he ate them more than kedei achilas pras, one from the other. Nevertheless, they still combined it. Now, if it had been he ate a half a kezayis each time like that, and there was more than kedei achilas pras between them, then they wouldn't combine together, because we know you have to eat a full kezayis to chayev achilas pras in order to be chayev. But in this case, it was a separate kezayis each time. So even though it was more than kedei achilas pras, but because it was all in one halim, so a halim is a different matter, and therefore it all combines together, and therefore it's one chatos covers both kezayis. But continues the Mishnah. What happens though if the person ate different kinds of Isurim, the Hela Mechad. So he ate a Kazayas of Chalev, and a Kazayas of blood, and a Kazayas of Noiser, and a Kazayas of Pigul, and it was all in the Hela Mechad. So then, Chayev Achol Achad Vachad, then he's Chayev individually for each one. Zuchayma, B'minin Habeit, Mimin Echad, this is a Chumra that you find in many different types of Isur, more than you find in one type. Because like this, again, if it was all one type of Isur, if it was all Chalev, then he would have been Chayev only one Chafas for all of it. But because it was four different kinds of Isurim, then he ends up being Chayev four different kinds of Chafas. Four different Chafas. But, continues the Mishnah, on the other hand, we have the following chumra we can find with one type of Isur compared to many types, namely, suppose a person ate a half kezayis of one type of Isur, and then he ate another half of kezayis of the same type of Isur, Chayev, then he'll be Chayev. So he ate a half Kazayas of Chalev, and then within, when it was both the Chzei Achilas Pras and within that same Halem, then he, well, that's what we're going to discuss, whether it's the same Halem or not, actually, but within Chzei Achilas Pras, then he's Chayev, because it was one full Kazayas of Chalev, but Mishnei Minin Potter. But if he had eaten a half Kazayas of Chalev and a half Kazayas of Dam, then he would be Potter, because two different Min. Actually, the Gemara in Me'ila actually discusses the question. We learned this back when we learned the Sechta Me'ila. We discussed the question that maybe Pigul and Noiser combined together because you have one Easter that applies to both of them. The Tosfos refers to that over here and says that actually what it would be is as far as a carbon, yeah, they don't combine together. Only as far as Malchus, the Gemara says, they combine together. So, of course, it ate half a Kazayas of Noiser and half a Kazayas of Pigul, they're getting Malchus for it. But we were talking about as far as a carbon, and they don't combine together as far as a carbon. Although there are other Rishonim who disagree with that. Okay. Anyway, the point is, so we see that there's a Chumra in one Min, over two Minim, namely, again, the two half Kazayas of Chalev combined together, but the two half kezaisim, one of chaylev and one of dam, do not combine together, and therefore he's not bringing a chassas. Thus far the Mishnah, vahavinamba. So now when we Amoroyim learned that Mishnah, we discussed this, and the Gemara has that discussion in Krisus. What do you mean, mimin echad chayev tzrichah lemeimer? What's the chiddush that if it was all one min, then that if he ate two half kezaisim of one min? We're talking about he ate it b'chzei echelas pras. It's all behel mechad. So the pashtus. So what's the chiddush? Of course, he's bringing a chavos for that. The omer is shlokish mishum bar tutni, and so the shlokish answers in the name of bar tutni. As a matter of fact, you have to realize what the case is talking about, because then sha'ochla b'shnei tamchoyin. What if he ate each half kezayis cooked a different way? Now, why would that make a difference? But Rabbi Yeshua, he d'amar tamchoyin mechalkin. And that Mishnah, therefore, would be according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says further on in Christos over there that when you eat different kinds of Isur in different, prepared in different ways, then each one is considered a separate thing, even if it was all behel mechot, and therefore if each one was a kezayis on its own, then you bring a separate chafas for each one. So in other words, when it comes to chaylev, let's say, if a person ate a kezayis of chaylev that was baked, and then another kezayis of chaylev that was fried, and it was, even though it was all behel mechot, nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua would say that counts as two separate chatos. So now that applies when it was separate kezayim. Here it's only a half a kezayim. So therefore, we're continuing. Maud tema omre b'shua bein l'kula bein l'chumra. So you would have thought, therefore, so now why does the Mishnah say that if he ate? So why is the Mishnah saying that if he ate one, that if he ate a half a kezayim and then another half a kezayim, we're saying that he's chayev because otherwise you would have thought. Omer Rabbi Yeshua bein l'kula bein l'chumra. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua is saying is then both l'kula and l'chumra. So both where it would result in a chumra where he's bringing a separate chatas for each kezayis and l'kula where we would say the two half kezayim do not combine with each other because one was baked and one was fried and therefore he's not going to be bringing a chatas. Therefore, Kamash Malon, therefore the Mishnah tells us that not. It just mentions where he ate a half kezayis and then another half kezayis to tell us the l'kula loy omar l'chumra omar. He's only saying that when it results in a chumra, He's only saying that when it results in a chumrah, that he's bringing a separate chatas for each one, but not when it would result in a kula, that there's no chatas at all. And again, based on what the Ritva says before, the Ran brings a similar idea, that when you have a separate kezias, each kind of separate kezias, a kezias by itself has an importance, because after all, that is the shear for the Isser. So therefore, all you need, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is a slight difference, even just the fact that they were baked or cooked or whatever differently is enough to make a separate chatas, as opposed to half kezasim. Just like we said before, the Ritva's Svara, the Ritva explained Rav Zera's question to say that when you have half kezasim, then the fact that it was separate halemus doesn't make a difference. The same way we would say over here, the fact that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's only half kezasim we're dealing with, the fact that they were cooked differently doesn't make a difference. And that's the point the Mishnah wants to tell us by saying a half kezias and another half kezias that he's chayev chatas. So the question is, here you have a perfect example where when each one is a kezias of its own, they would be bringing a separate chatas, according to Rabbi Yeshua, because each one was an atamchoy of its own, become a stasi, and we're still saying that combined together when each one is not a kezias. So therefore, so what are you telling me of Asi or of Zera that those two things are interdependent? We just saw that Rabbi Yeshua is telling us, and the Mishnah tells us like him, that those two things are not interdependent. You can have the two kezasim are separate as far as a chatas for each one, and yet the half kezasim in the same scenario are not separate, and you are combining them and bringing one chatas. So the same thing over here. When it comes to our case, returning to the malachas of Shabbos, when he did a half shear of the malacha each time, why should we not say, yes, it was two different types of halam, but so what? Why should we say that they shouldn't combine? The same way you're telling me they don't combine as far as if he had done a separate kezayit, a separate gergeret each time, like an Abaya and Robert case, that he's bringing separate chatois, so why should they combine together if they're half kezasim? Rabbi Yeshua is telling us we don't do that. Amalei, so Rav Asi or Rav Zera answers, Mar Areshama, you are asking, I don't know if this is part of Rav Asi and Rav Zera's discussion anymore, actually, because usually a Rebbe doesn't call it Talmud Rebbe, so it could be that this is part of the Summa de Gemara at this point. Whatever it is, anyway, he tells him, you are learning what Rish Lakish said, that we're talking about, Shnei Tamchoyin, you're learning it, is referring to the first part of the Mishnah, the case involving the two half kezasim of the same type of issue, the two half kezasim of Chelem, for example. Vakashale, therefore you have a problem that what we just said doesn't seem to fit with what we said before about the two things being interdependent, the separate chiyuvim of chatas versus the two of them combining together to one chatas. Anan, but we, as sefer masnimallah, we learn that regarding the sefer, the Mishnei Minin Potter, where the Mishnah had said that if the half kezias, the first half kezias was one type of iser, and the second half kezias was a different type of iser, then we're referring Rish Lakish's statement to that, and it goes a little bit differently than we said before, and therefore, v'lo kashalon, therefore we don't have a problem. How do we learn it? How do we learn Rish Lakish's statement? So like this. The question is, again, the Mishnah had said that if he ate two half kezasim of one min, then he's chayev. We said if he ate two half kezasim of different minim, then he's potter. And the question is, Mishnei minim potter, tzircha l'memra, what's the chidush? Of course, if one was a half kezias of blood and the other one was a half kezias of chelev, of course there's no chatas for it. We know you don't bring a chatas for half kezias of an iser. The omer is shlokish mishum bar tosni. So Rav Asi or Rav Zera, whoever it is that's saying this now, is saying that we learned, therefore, that Rish Lakish's statement about Shnei Tamchoyin is referring to this case. Namely, the Amr Rish Lakish Meshum Bar Tisni, La'olam Mimin Echad, actually we are talking about that it's not two different minim as in chaylev and dam, like we understood it before, but rather they are actually called one, they are actually one min. They're both a half desire of chaylev. V'amai korele shnei minim. So why are we calling it two types? Sha'ochle b'shnei tamchoyin, because he ate it cooked in two different ways, and therefore, for Rabbi Yeshua, he da'amah tamchoyin v'chalkin. And again, therefore, that Mishnah would be according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that if you eat it in separate tamchoyin, that it is machalik. It makes it that again, if it had been whole kazaytim each time, he'd be chayv a separate chafetz for each one, and that's exactly it. And therefore, that's exactly what it is. Rabbi Yeshua is saying his din, whether it results in a kula and no chafetz at all, as is the case if it was a half kazayis each time, or whether it results in a chumra where there are separate chatois, if there was a full kazayis each time. So therefore, yes, so we see that just the opposite of what you're saying. You were asking the question that the Mishnah and the Shlokish's explanation on it seems to contradict what we said before. Just the opposite. The purpose of that Mishnah and the purpose of the Shlokish's explanation and actually supports what we said. That according to Rabbi Yeshua, any type of difference between the two Haskazasim prevents them from combining together. So whether in that case it was Shnei Tamchoyin, or whether in your case that it was because of a different kind of Helam, either way the two half Kazasim cannot combine. Okay. The problem with that is, Mid Sefer Min Echod Shnei Tamchoyin, the problem with that is, okay, so if you're telling me that in the Sefer the word Shnei Minin means actually one type of Isser, and just prepared in two different ways, one cooked and one fried, let's say, Miklal the Resha Min Echod V'Tamchoyachod, well then in that case, we would have to say that the Resha is talking about where it was all not only the same min, not only it was all chaylev, but it was all in one tamchoy, and then we're saying yischayev. Again, the question is, min echad tamchoy echad tzricha l'neimar. Do we need to say that? Obviously, there's no chiddush in it. As long as it was eaten, mechdei echad esras, then of course it's combining together. So don't we have to assume, therefore, that we actually are talking about the first part of the Mishnah is talking about. And the second one is actually talking about different types of Iser, and therefore you're back to the question. The answer is, Amar Avuna, Hach Maya Skin and Shahoisula Yediyah Ben Tayim. The difference is, in the first place of the Mishnah, we have to bring in another factor. Yes, the two half Kazasim were within Kedei Achilas Pras, but let's say he found out after the first one that it was actually Chaylev, and then he forgot again and ate the second one. So what's the difference? So therefore, that Mishnah would be going, according to Rav Gamliel, who says later on in Or Masechta that there's no such thing as Yediya for a half a shiur. Meaning, in other words, like this, later on in the Masechta, we're going to talk about, let's say, you have a case where one of the Malachas of Shabbos is writing, and the shiur that a person is chayav chasas for writing on Shabbos is writing two letters. So let's say he wrote one letter, then he found out that he wasn't allowed to have done that, then he forgot and later on wrote a second letter. Now, if it had been that he wrote the first two letters and then he found out and then later on he forgot again and wrote the second two letters, then it would be separate chatoris each time. Unless maybe not, because it's weird, as you said before, but like this, where it was a half a letter each, where it was a half a letter each, where it was a half a shear each time, is that enough where now the idea after it has significance? Rav Gamliel there says yes. Therefore, Rav Gamliel says no, actually. He says, any of the Yalachatishir. He says the fact that he found out after the first letter doesn't mean anything because that's not enough to make him Chayv HaChatas yet. So that Yediyah, we ignore that, and later on when he forgot and wrote the second letter, at that point now those two half Shirim combine and it becomes Chayv HaChatas. The same thing he would say in the Mishnah from Christus that he quoted, that the same thing, he ate a half Kazayis of Chaylev, then he remembered that he wasn't allowed to have done that. Then he forgot again and ate the second half, or within Kedei Achilas Pras. Rav Gamliel is going to say the fact that he knew in between doesn't matter because it's only a chatzi shir, and knowing for a chatzi shir doesn't matter. Therefore, the first one is going to combine with the second one, and therefore it's going to be chayav chatzis. So that's the point. In other words, so we see that yes, you can have a case where two half kazasim combine. But and the chiddush is even though there was a idea bein time. The ritual goes on to explain, and actually we see it implied in Rashi that what it is when you have something that can be significant in halacha that divides them, that they're different kinds of shagogos, which is what we were talking about originally, or different tamchurian according to Rabbi Yeshua, then we can say that it divides them. But when we say about yediyas chatishir, the fact is we don't consider that to be a yediyah at all. It has no significance at all, according to Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore we completely ignore it. As opposed to we can't ignore the fact that they were in two different types of halim, or that they were in two different preparations to prepare in two different ways, because that has significance. So we could say that the first part of the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that even though you would think maybe it should have significance, the fact that there was a yediyah in between, Rav Gamliel tells us you should know there was no significance to that because a yediyah after a half a shiur is not a yediyah at all. A yediyah only is defined when you know that you did something that you're chayav chatas for and you're not chayav chatas for a half a shiur. Okay. So then according to that then, so we're left with, so we have the answer. So according to that then, it comes out that we are saying differently than Abaya and Rava. We are saying that, so in Abaya and Rava's case, we had a whole gregarious each time, and Abaya and Rava are saying that one chakas can cover multiple isurim that he did. You only have the machlokes between them. How far does grira go? Do you have grira only, or do you have, according to Abaya, also grira ligrira, and therefore you can combine all four together and bring one chasa? According to Rav Asi, you wouldn't be doing that at all. You would say there would be separate chasois for each one. And the flip side of it would be that if it was only a half of gregarious each time, then there's no chasas at all because the fact that it was different types of yediyas don't allow them to combine. Okay. So now more on that topic, which is going to relate back to what we said before. Let's talk about another case involving chelev. A person ate two kezesim of chelev in one helem. The noidaloy ala rishon, because of a noidaloy ala shein. He finds out about the first one, that it was osir, and later on he finds out about the second one. Now, we're going to be discussing the question soon in the Gemara. Are we talking about what happened in between the first yediyah and the second yediyah? What happened after the first yediyah? Is it that he only knew about it but didn't designate the chatas yet, or is it that he already designated the chatas? We're going to see soon in the Gemara what we're going to have to figure out what the case is that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing about, and then once we do that, that's going to relate back also to the machlokas of Abaya and Rava that we had before. We had Abaya and Rava talk before they began the sugya by talking about the case where a person did two malachas of Shabbos and then found out about one of them or both of them or whatever, and then did the second malachas, and we have the case involving the three pieces of chaylev. So we're going to see how that relates to this machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Anyway. So what happens is Rabbi Yechanan Amar Chayev Shtayim, Rish Lakish Amar Ein Chayev Al Acha. So Rabbi Yechanan says that he's Chayev two Chatzos because of the fact that he had a Yediyah after the first one, and again we're going to see, was it only a Yediyah or was it also a Hasrasha? So that's enough to divide them one from the other, and therefore each one gets its own Chatzos. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Chayev Al Acha. Rish Lakish says he's only Chayev one Chatzos, because the fact that it was a yediyah or even a hafrasha in between doesn't matter. Rav Yechanan Amar Chayev, because the pasuk says al chatosay behavior. The pasuk mentions the case where a person does an avera, and the pasuk says he finds out his chatos, al chatosay for his chatos behavior he brings a korban. So we see, in other words, that there has to be a separate korban for each chet individually. So therefore, like this, he found out about the first one, and then he found out about the second one, then that's already enough to trigger that he has to bring separate chatos for each one. That's Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish Resh Lakish Amar Potter. Resh Lakish says it's Potter because the same Potter says Mechatose, or the next Potter says Mechatose v'nislach loy. The Potter, so a couple of spoken earlier actually, it says from his Chatos and it will be forgiven for him. So in other words, we see that the Mechatose means that even Mechatose means from his Chatos. So even though he only brought a korban for part of his Aveira, it covered all of it. So therefore, even though he found out about each one individually, nevertheless, one korban can cover both of them. So the question is, what does each one do with the other one? What is Rish Lakish doing with, what is Rish Lakish doing with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? What is Rabbi Yochanan doing with Rish Lakish's pasuk? That implies that you bring a separate chatas, for each chet. The answer is, Hahu la'acha kapara. Rish Lakish would say, that's talking about where he already brought the kapara. Where, let's say, he actually brought the chatas for the first one, and then he discovers that the second one was also, then he discovers that he did the second one, then for sure he has to bring a separate chatas for the second one. The chatas can't go retroactively for the second one when he already offered it before he found out even about the second one. But not that it should, but that it shouldn't apply, but that it shouldn't apply if he hadn't yet brought the korban. That the Shlokas says that not. So the question is, what about the other way? What is Rabbi Yochanan doing with the Shlokas and Pasuk Mechatotay from his chet, meaning that he bring, which seems to imply that he can bring a korban for only part of his chet, and it, the whole thing is covered. The answer is. And the answer is Rabbi Yochanan would say that pasuk is teaching us about a case as follows. Let's say a person ate a kezias and a half of chalav. He finds out that a kezias of what he ate was chalav. He didn't yet find out about a half kezias. Then what happens is, still not knowing that the half kezias that he ate was chalev, then he ate another half kezias, still not knowing. So you would think that maybe the two half kezaisim should combine together, and now he's chayv another korban. Therefore, the pasuk mechatotay is telling us that not. Because what happens is like this. When he brought the korban for the first one, it covered the entire kezias and a half. And the reason is because, again, a half of kezias is not a shear of its own. It has no chashivus of its own. Therefore, it's covered. Therefore, it gets covered by the chatas for the first kezias, and therefore now he's brought a kezias. Now he's brought a chatas for all of that. So therefore, all you have left is a half kezias hanging out there that he ate afterwards. Yes, it was behelay mishol sheni, but that doesn't matter. The fact is that by now the korban has been brought for the first one, and therefore the second one can't combine with it, and therefore you're left with only half kezias, and he's not bringing a chatas for a half kezias. And Rabbi Yochanan says that's what we're using the mem of mechatosay. That's what we're learning, but not for Rish Lakish's case. We have a whole kezias involved. That you can't do that. That you can't say that one chatas should cover the other. Okay. So now we have to figure out what is the case that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing about. Remember, you have a few stages over here. You have, he does the Aveira. He finds out that what he did was Aser. Then he designates the korban. Then he brings the korban. So we established that if he brought the korban, then sure, everybody agrees that then everybody agrees he has to bring a separate korban for the next one. But what happens? But we mentioned the machlokes where he found out. What does it mean found out? Does it mean only the first stage where he found out, but he didn't yet designate the korban, or does found out mean he actually designated the korban? So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, the Isyadalei Kodem Afrosha Pligi. Is it that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing about when he designated the korban? That's when Rabbi Yochanan is saying that having designated the korban for the first one, it can't cover the second one, which he finds out about only afterwards. So the machlokes would be like this: the marsav yediyas machalkos, the marsav afroshes machalkos. Rabbi Yochanan would say that that once he already knew about the first one, that's already enough to distinguish it from the second one, and therefore separate chatos. It doesn't matter the fact that he didn't actually. It doesn't matter the fact that he didn't actually designate the korban yet. Even though he didn't yet designate the korban, Rav Yechon is saying that's enough to distinguish it from the other one. Therefore, separate chatos. But in other and meanwhile, Rish Lakish would say that no. Only if he actually designated the korban would it separate them, but not if he actually just knew about it. Avol acha frosha modulate Rish Lakish and then we would say if he had already designated the korban, then Rish Lakish indeed would agree with Rav Yechanan that then for sure he's chayev too, because once he actually designated the animal for the korban, then maybe you can't say that the second one, which he found out only afterwards, combines and can be covered by that first korban. Is that what they're arguing about? Maybe not. Maybe the argument is actually where he already designated the korban, and even then Rish Lakish is going to say that having already designated the korban for the first kezayis, he can also re-designate, basically, and say that this korban will also cover the second kezayis. And the machlokes would be, where then Rabbi Yechanan would say, once you've designated the korban, then that separates it from the next one. Therefore, they can't be covered. Once you've designated the chatos, it's too late already to say this one should also cover the other time that I did the Avera. And Rish Lakish would say, until you actually bring the kapara, then you can still do that. Abel, kodim afrosha, modulate Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, de'en chayv alach. Maybe before he designated the korban, Rabbi Yechanan would agree that there's no problem. Even though he found out in between, that doesn't make a difference. Now he can go and designate the korban and have it cover both of them. Because Yudhiyah is not machalik. Or Joma ben bezur ben bezur machalikas. Or maybe Rabbi asked Ravashi, maybe they're actually arguing in both cases. They're arguing in both cases, and you would say that in both cases, whether he only found out or whether he, in other words, Rish Lakish would say that only, in other words, Rish Lakish would say that only kapara is machalik, and Rav Yechanan would say, forget about kapara, even not only hafrosha, even yediyah is machalik. So once he knows about it already, once he knows about the first one, then it's too late to do anything, and he has to now designate two separate chatoris for both of them, whereas Rish Lakish would go to the opposite extreme and say that even when he knew about one before knowing about the other, and he already designated the korban for one and not the other, he's still able to redesignate it to cover both of them. So what is the machlokes? So before we get to the answer, we should point out, so Rashi points out earlier, now let's revisit the machlokes of Abaye and Rava involving the Ksira and the Tchina. We said over there that what happened, he found out about the first one, and then he found out about the second one. And we talk about how many chatoris he has to bring. So now, there's two possibilities. Either Abaye and Rava learn that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing about after Yediyah, before Hafrasha, and then they have to agree with Rish Lakish, and saying that Yediyah is not enough to make a division, therefore one chatas can cover all of them. Or the other possibility is they hold that Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish are only arguing after Hafrasha. Yediyah is not Mechalik, and then they can be going according to both Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. So there's two different ways. Abaye and Rava's Machlokes bears on the question. How we understand the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. In fact, Rashi says that actually we learn it not so much from the machlokes involving Ksira and Tchina, but rather from the machlokes involving the three kezeisim of Chelev, where we talked about can one chatas cover all three of them, or does it only cover the one, or does it only cover the ones that were written in the same halim? Do we apply Grira or not? Actually, Tosfos points out over there that this is a reason, this might be a reason we talked about at the beginning when we said there's Machlokes Rava and Abaye. So first of all, Maseiros Shas points out throughout Shas, we never have Rava's opinion first. We always have Abaye's opinion first and then Rava's. Here, in the beginning of our sugya, we had Rava first, then Abaye. So that's a reason that leads Maseiros Shas to say that maybe over here it's supposed to be Rava rather than Rava. Tosfos points out another point about it. if we say over here, and Tosfos learns over here that it might even be in Abaya and Rava's case, that it might even be they actually designated the korban already, and the question is whether it can cover the other one. So then that would mean they're holding like Rish Lakish. Rava himself says elsewhere in Shas that there are only three cases where the halacha is like Rish Lakish, and this is not one of them. So that might be another reason to say that over here it's Rava rather than Rava. On the other hand, Tosfos says maybe not, because maybe Rava's rule over there was only talking about things that are applicable nowadays. Korbanos are not applicable. We can't bring korbanos. It's Mashiach comes. It's Hilchos on Mashiach, all of this. So therefore maybe Rava wouldn't apply his rule there. Okay. So that would be a reason, though, maybe why to say that all this time it wasn't Rava we were talking about, but rather Rava. Anyway, returning to the Machlokas or Shlokish and Rav Yechanan, again, we have three possible ways of understanding the Machlokas. Either that they're both talking about, either that they're talking about after Hafrosha, either that they're talking about before Hafrosha, before he designated the korban, or that they're talking about after Hafrosha and before bringing the korban, or both, that they're actually the Rabbi Yechanan and are saying that Yediyah, stage one, is already enough to be mechalek them, and the Shlokish is saying only Kapara, stage three, is enough to divide them, is enough to make them separate Kaparas. So what is it? Amale, that Rav Ashi answers Ravina, Mistabra Bein Mizu Machloikas. It's logical to say that the Machloikas applies to both cases. In other words, that Rabbi Yechanan would say, once he found out about one Kazayas, is already enough to make it a separate thing of its own, and therefore that the second one can't be covered by it. Whereas the Shlokish goes to the opposite extreme and says, until you bring the korban, you can cover as many halemas as you had, because we can figure that based on the stomach, the Gemara that we had before. Just earlier on the Amud, when we first mentioned the Machlokes of Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, we said each of them has a pasuk that they're quoting in support of themselves, and we asked what each one of them is doing with the other one's pasuk. So let's see. So Rav Ashi is saying, based on that, based on what the earlier Chachamim before us, had this discussion in the Gemara and figured out how the Shlokish and Rav Yechanan are going to understand each other's sukkim. Based on that, we can understand what their understanding was of Rav Yechanan and Rav Shlokish's machlokes. Because we know that even though Ravina and Ravashi finalized Shas as we have it, it was being compiled and composed a couple of generations before them, and a lot of the sum of the Gemara goes back to generations before them, and therefore, so now they can be referring to that the same way as we look at the Gemara and we understand what it's saying over here. The same way Rav Ashi is saying, we can look at the formulation of the Gemara as it was done by the generations before us and learn from that how to understand the Machlokas Rav Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Because the Eis Sakadai the Kodem Afrosha the Avol Acha Afrosha Modulator Shlokish Rav Yechanan and the Chayet Shtayim. If you're going to tell me the Machlokas is only before the person designated the korban, but once he designated it, then the Shlokish would say it's too late and you can't have that one now that you found out after you designated the korban. Now you found out about the second chaylev, you can't cover it with the same korban. If you're going to say that the Shlokish agrees in that case, then when we brought before the Rav Yechanan's pasuk al hatosei behavi, and we asked what is Rish Lakish going to do with that, and we said Rish Lakish would say that's talking about where he found out about the second one, la'acha kapara. Well then, ad moikim leikra la'acha kapara. Instead of those bnei ha'yeshiva explaining that it was la'acha kapara, loikme la'acha afrosha. They could have said much more easily that the pasuk is talking about even after he only designated the korban. And even then, Rish Lakish would have to agree that now it's too late to redesignate it for the other one as well. The fact that they didn't say that shows that Rish Lakish would agree, that Rish Lakish would say, even after Hafrosha, even after designated the korban, you can still redesignate it for the second one. So it's to cover both of them, that is. And vice versa, continues Rav Ashi. The E after Hafrosha Pligi, on the other hand, if the argument is only after Hafrosha, Avakodim Hafrosha modulated Rav Yechanan and Rish Lakish Shein Chayiv Alachas, but we would say before he designated the korban, he only found out that he had done an Issur the first time. He didn't yet designate the korban, and you're going to say that in that case, Rav Yechanan agrees with Rish Lakish, the Ein Chayiv Alachas, that he's Chayiv only one korban. Well, then, the other way around, we said before, we asked, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with Rish Lakish's pasuk, mechatzosay v'nisbachloi, and we said that it's talking about a case where he ate a kezayis and a half, and then designated the korban, and then ate another half. Ad mukila krov a kezayis master. Instead of having to do that, not designated the korban, but he found out about that kezayis and a half. We said, instead of explaining that it's only that case involving the kezayis and a half, lois may kodim afrosha, then very simple, the Bnei HaYeshiva could have said Rabbi Yochanan would say, that case is talking before Hafrosha. He didn't yet designate an animal for a korban. Therefore, he still has the ability to do that. And therefore, he still has the ability to do that. The fact that they didn't do that, the fact that they said instead that Rabbi Yochanan cannot find the case where the half kezayis won't combine with the half kezayis left over from before, except if there was yediyah after the first one, shows that Rabbi Yochanan holds that yediyah makes the division. Whereas Rish Lakish, again, the fact that we could only find a case where Rish Lakish explains the pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk, as talking about after kapara, shows that any time before kapara, he holds that it could combine. So there you go. However, the Gemara says, not necessarily. The Dilma Sapuki in the Safkalay. Not necessarily. Maybe the Bnei HaYeshiva actually had a Sopik. Maybe they have the same Sopik as Ravina, as you, Ravina, have. How the Machlokes goes. And the question, and therefore they were going, the Imtim Faloma Kama. So therefore, when they were explaining how Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish would explain each other's Sukkim, they're saying, even if, they're saying like this, Imtim Faloma Kodim Afrosha Pligi by Rabbi Yochanan. If you're going to say that they're arguing before Hafrosha, then Rabbi Yochanan Heichin Muki Lelekra, then what's the only way Rabbi Yochanan would have to explain Rish Lakish's pasuk? Because again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would say as soon as there was Yedia, even before Hafrosha, it already makes a division, then he would have to say that can only be. The only way would be because I is the master. But on the other hand, maybe not. Rabbi Yochanan could equally well be holding that Yediyah is not enough for a chiluk. Maybe you need a frosher for a chiluk. And then we could also say that Rabbi Yochanan would explain the pasuk in that way, that it was after Yediyah before a frosher. The imkim salaimal, we would say that Rabbi Yochanan would say, yeah, that it was kodim a frosher. The imkim salaimal achar a frosher, please. And if you're going to say that they're arguing that if you're going to say that they're arguing only la achar a frosher, which then what's Rish Lakish left with? How do you do it? Rabbi Yochanan says it. Rabbi Shlokish, hey, then necessarily he would have to be talking about where stage three has already been done and the korban has been brought. So we can't necessarily prove from that. We can't necessarily prove from that discussion what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish's argument is, because the Bnei HaYeshiva themselves may have had the same topic and they're only mentioning how Rish Lakish would explain Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk. If we go to one extreme versus how he would explain, if we take one of those possibilities versus one of the middle possibilities versus how Rabbi Yochanan would explain if we take the other one of those middle possibilities. But maybe in fact, so yes, maybe they're arguing, maybe Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing about the extreme cases, Yediyah versus Kapara, or maybe not. Maybe the Bnei HaYeshiva themselves have the same topic, and therefore they're trying to cover all their bases. So we don't know. So again, as Rashi says, when it comes to Abaya and Rabba's machlokas, we can understand their machlokas in two ways. We can understand them to be saying that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing kodim afrosha, after Yediyah before afrosha, and then saying we hold like Rish Lakish that Yediyah is not enough to make a chiluk, and therefore one chasuk can cover multiple examples of the same mitzvah, in the case of a chaylev, for example, or they could be saying that they're actually arguing la'achar afrosha. We ourselves are talking, Abaya and Rava will say that we're talking about kodim afrosha, and according to that way of looking at it, maybe Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rish Lakish, and therefore, so then we could be holding like either one of them, because both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish would be agreeing with our principle that in that case one chassas would cover both of them. Okay, the Rambam passed in like the opinion of
of Rav Yechanan according to the first possibility, Yedias Mechalkos, once he knew that he did the Isser, then he needs to bring a separate chatos for it. On the other hand, actually, in the Machlokas Abaya and Rava before, the Rambam also paskins about the case involving the different chatos involving where we said that you bring a korban for the first chaylev and then covers the second one, but not the third one, and vice versa. So how does that work? On the face of it, according to Rashi, these two machlokas are interdependent. So Rabbeinu Chananel explains, not necessarily are the two machlokas and actually interdependent. Abaya and Rabba themselves, according to his views, but also they're arguing, they hold the concept of Gerira. What we can say is like this. Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, neither one of them holds the concept of Gerira that we were discussing before, that one Chatas can drag in, that one Issur can drag in another Issur along with it, and they can be covered over the same Chatas. Therefore, they're arguing whether Yedias Mechalkos or not. Rabba and Abaya, as we said before, Rabba and Abaya would both agree with the concept of Gerira, and therefore that's a separate matter. When we can apply Gerira, then we apply it. When we can't apply Gerira, then we don't apply it, and then we say that there's separate chatoris for each one. So in that case, for example, since you had, in the cases over there, the second Chazayas of Chalev was in the same Helam as the first one, then therefore you can apply Gerira. Or the same thing over the same in the case that Rava and Abaya started bringing involving harvesting and grinding, same thing. You had a second harvesting was done in the same halem as the first one because there was a halem the whole time. He never realized in between that what he had done was usher. He only realized after the second one. The same thing with the Tchina. When we can apply Gerira, then we apply Gerira. It says Rabbeinu Chananel, then the halacha would be like Rava and Abaya, because they're after Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, and therefore, apparently, the Rambam learns the same way as well, and therefore, the Rambam can accept Rabbi Yechanan's opinion when Gerira is not relevant, and also accept Rava's opinion when Gerira is relevant. So therefore, again, when there's no Gerira, then we're going to say as soon as he finds out about the first one, then he has to bring a separate chatos for any second one, even though it originally happened in the same Helam. But if he only finds out, if the idea only takes place after the two of them, and we can apply Gerira, then we do that, and then we do that, and then one chatos can cover two of them.
Okay. In addition to that, is it machlokes when or not we apply Gerira?
In addition to that, exactly, yeah, the machlokas of Abaya and Rava when we apply Gerira, right? And we said that Rava ended up accepting the principle of Gerira in the first place, but he and Abaya argue how far it goes, yeah.
So if that's the case, there's no way you can solve halacha.
There is, because we have rules, for example, that when we have a machlokas Abaya and Rava, the halacha is almost always like Rava. We have rules about Rav Yechanan and Rish Lakish, same thing. All it is is we're discussing over here, are these two machlokas and interdependent? And if we say they are, then once we decide like Rav Yechanan, then that means we're not going like Abaya and Rava, or vice versa, are they two different machlokas in? And then we have a different halacha in each case because they're two different considerations.
Between Rav Yechanan and Rish Lakish, the halacha is like Rav Yechanan. Usually,
and when we have machlokas at Baya and Rava, then the halacha is usually like Rava. Yeah.
So the only question here would be the interdependence of both.
The only question would be right: are these two machlokas in interdependence or not? According to Rashi, they are, and according to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, apparently they're not.
Yeah. So according to Rashi, what would be the halacha?
We don't know. Rashi's not saying what the halacha is, but because Rashi doesn't usually come to paskin, especially on things that are only applicable to korbanos, which are hilchos to l'mashicha. But for paschos, Rashi would say. So Rashi would say that Rava and Abaya themselves. We have two different ways within them of explaining Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish's machlokes. But first we would have to figure out what they held about Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish's machlokes. Whether it's Lifte Afrosha or Lacha Afrosha, and that would affect if we were to say that they hold that if we were to say that they're talking Lacha Afrosha, then that would amount to saying that they agree with Rish Lakish and are saying that the halacha is like it.
Whereas if not, then not. And that's what Tosfos was mentioning before, that given that Rava himself mentions elsewhere that the halacha is usually like Rav Yechanan against Rish Lakish, that might show that here in our Gemara it was supposed to say Rava. But again, Tosfos has said not necessarily, because maybe that rule doesn't apply to Hilchos HaMashiach. Okay, and the bottom line is with such things, you know, we have Rambam Paskins on them. You know, what's going to actually happen in Mashiach times? Again, you know, I mean, the Sanhedrin may revisit this and come to different conclusions. But that's the reason, you know, Hashiva Shekhenu Kabbalah Shaina, and it'll be up to them to decide these things. Okay.
Yeah.